Hello, I am Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and you are listening to Messages from the Universe. Here I deliver information from the mastery realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. I connect with angels, guides, ascended masters, astral beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone. Hello, this is Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. A couple thoughts for you today. Sometimes people hold a core belief that is very strong, and even when they're presented with evidence that works against that belief, there's proof on that belief or against that belief, the new evidence cannot be accepted. It would create a feeling that is extremely uncomfortable, called cognitive dissonance. And because it's so important to protect the core belief, they will rationalize, ignore, and even deny everything that doesn't fit in with that core belief. Even data. They'll find every reason, every scientific purpose. They'll look for any, I don't want to say excuse, because in their mind, it truly is true. Some of our core beliefs are so fundamentally rooted within us that no matter what data is presented to us, we refuse to look at the new data. And that carries through us in many parts of our life. This can be a core belief that you have about somebody else. It can be a core belief that you have about yourself. It can be a core belief about society. There's many layers to this. And sometimes our core beliefs carry through, they're part of our soul, so those beliefs can be imprinted and can be so heavily embedded within us from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime that we need to have experiences that go to the layers to unpeel or to peel back those beliefs. And so we're given new experiences or new opportunities to review our beliefs. And that's pretty much what most of us have been going through in the last few years, is a understanding of our beliefs and maybe a reframing or a reestablishment of those beliefs. But we have to honor that and know this, that sometimes people do, they hold that core belief and it's so deeply embedded that no matter what evidence, scientific or other, whatever evidence that is presented to them, if it works against that belief, they just simply can't accept it. And there's a psychological term for it. It's called cognitive dissonance. And it's based on the human spirit wanting to protect that core belief, no matter what. And the whole soul purpose is just to protect that core belief. We're seeing this play out in the world right now. We're just experiencing a re-election year of the president. If you're here in the United States, the president of the United States. And we're seeing the polar opposition. We're seeing the splitting. We're seeing the push of people's core beliefs, no matter what facts are presented or what evidence. And I'm not picking sides. I'm saying on either side. And so if you've been observing this time, it's been tremendously educational for everyone, tremendously educational for yourself. Just the practice of observing. Are you able to just observe and tie in some of these energetic concepts into what's playing out right in front of you? Those that want to hold on to such deep beliefs without you getting your say into it. Can you just observe? Can you not pick a side? Can you not be triggered by what's happening? It's giving us this huge, humongous opportunity to really observe humanity, to observe ourselves, to observe some of the laws of the universe, including polarity and the depth that our belief systems hold us. And as we observe, there's truths that come forward, truths about ourselves, truths about how we process information, how we process beliefs, what we respond to or what triggers us and how we respond to those triggers. Are we able to be triggered? Are we able to observe and come to it from a neutral standpoint? But there's also some bigger concepts that we're getting bumped with. And that is sometimes you don't know where you belong until you get there. You might find that you're fighting for where you are rather than where you're supposed to be. So you're fighting for a belief. You're fighting for a concept. You're fighting for what has rooted you in the past. You fight for what you believe to be true, even though the universe is giving you every indication and an opportunity to be somewhere else other than the beliefs that you hold. And that's hugely where we are, not just in the political. And again, I don't want to make this a political because we're being shown like the ultimate play out in the world with people's emotions. And again, as I said, some of the laws of the universe and emotional energy. But we fight for what we believe to be true. And we become so fixed sometimes in what we believe to be true that we fight for staying where we are rather than where we're supposed to be. And I want to bring that into more, how does it apply to you on an individual basis? Pause this time. November is a huge gateway opportunity for us to manifest newness in our life. Certainly, it's a time of reflection, reassessing and redirecting at some of the pathways, some of the gateways that are open right now are allowing us to step into something new. But we're also being triggered. And part of that triggering is giving us the opportunity to really assess where we've been. And if we're still fighting for where we are now versus where we're supposed to be or where the universe would like us to be, is there an opportunity to be somewhere else, do something different, have a different belief system, respond differently? Is there another way? And that's the bigger point of today's podcast is we understand that we hold these core beliefs. It's what makes us up, right? And we have to have a belief system in order to activate our compass. But sometimes our belief systems become so fixed that it makes us unbudgeable. We aren't movable. And that's the energy that we're in now. And I think that's where the universe is really pushing us to see and give us indication where there might be opportunities for us on an individual basis. This could be in your career arena. This could be in the relationships that you're in. This could be where you live. Is the universe giving you indications, giving you hints, giving you clues for you to assess those core beliefs and change what you thought you were to believe? So let's say you grew up in a particular town or a particular neighborhood, and you just believed that's where you were meant to be. Maybe your parents grew up there, maybe your family's there, maybe your kids go to school in that. But maybe now the universe is showing you through clues or other situations in your life that maybe you should look outside that community. Maybe you should look outside that state. But because of your core beliefs, it's like, no, I've always been here. This is my home. This is my hometown. This is where the kids grew up, or this is where the kids go to school. Because you might have that core belief and it's anchored so tightly to you, are you not even seeing the opportunities that might exist in another neighborhood, another town, another state even? And that's just a simple example, but we also do that when it comes to relationships. Not many of us are comfortable with risks. Not many of us like change unless it's risk-free or unless it's a sure thing. How many times do you just get in your car and drive and you don't have a route chosen? Or you're just getting in your car to drive, you don't have an errand to run, something to pick up? When's the last time, or maybe you've never done that, that you get in your car and you're like, I don't know where I'm going. I'll know when I get there. We just don't do that. And that's very representative of our human spirit. We have to learn that, to learn how to trust and to sometimes know that we're not going to know what we're supposed to be doing until we get there. We've been trained since small to have a vision, have a map, don't waste, be efficient. If you're going to go somewhere, map out the fastest route. If there's construction, know that beforehand so you don't get stuck in a detour, you don't get stuck waiting in a time. We're trained all through life in the third dimensional life to stay on track, to get on a road and go from point A to point B. So we actually have to learn to meander. We have to learn to just allow us to see the things that maybe are off the beaten track or the things that we didn't plan to see. And sometimes when you get to those surprise places, they're magical. It's like, wow, I never even knew this was here. And I wouldn't have known this was here had I not just allowed myself to go unprepared. But we work so hard to be prepared and to hold on to our beliefs. We are rewarded for being organized and for being on track. We're measured against it. And so what I'm talking about here is really bumping up against some of those things, and where in your life is the universe really pushing you to change that part of you so that you can see what's off the beaten path, so that you can see another road, so that you can see there might be another opportunity out there for you. And again, the gateways of November are all about this reflection time. It's all about a time for us to assess where we are, and the universe is giving us all sorts of opportunities to start new, start a new path, start something different or new. Or as you're seeing your belief systems, do they hold true to us? Now, sometimes this happens normally with age. As we get older and we experience more things in life, we have different views, let's say different views of how our jobs are, different views of our relationships that we're in. But sometimes we can't wait for those age related things or those life events. Sometimes the universe just smacks them in our face and says, okay, you need to look at it now because the opportunity is now. I'm curious if you're familiar with the term stranglehold. Stranglehold, it has something that has us held so tightly that it strangles us. And in that energy of strangling us, it holds us in a place that we don't want to be. It's another way to say it is it's something that it's standing in our way. If we wanted to be there, it wouldn't be called a stranglehold, but it's something that we are feeling cut off or strangled. Now let's relate that to the physical body. If someone were had their hands around your neck and they're strangling you, you would physically feel it. You wouldn't be able to breathe and your body would respond to that. But oftentimes in our energy field or in our mental processes, there also might be a stranglehold on our emotions or a stranglehold on our mental thought processes that we don't know are there. And what I'm believing is the universe, we're just starting to realize that there are things, and these might be past lifetime things too. There are strangleholds on our emotions that have been preventing us from moving forward. And there are strangleholds on our mental thought processes that don't make sense in this lifetime. They maybe made sense to us in previous lifetimes because it was for us to survive, but they don't make sense for us now. But we're in this pathway of just a belief system that we're where we are because we're supposed to be. So we're bumping up against some of those energetic strangleholds and releasing them. And that can be riveting and it could be very scary for us. When we find those things, I think our humanness right away goes to the thought process of there's something wrong with me. I have to fix this. Why can't I move forward? You know, we start having this self-talk about how we're bad or I don't understand it. Instead of just being a little bit gentler and saying, this is how I am. I've just discovered this about myself and now I get to change it. That's the more healing methodology, is to look at it and accept it as part of your old self, but part of your new self is developed. The truth is in many cases, those are old wounds and you're just simply healing them. It's not something that's wrong, but it's actually looking at it what's right, because the discovery that you have this belief or the stranglehold on you, that's right. You're seeing it and now you can move forward. Also, sometimes we believe that we always have to be happy, that we are always vibrating at such a high frequency of love and light. But that's not true either. We have to have that contrast. And we're in one of these big times right now that we are seeing contrast. We're experiencing the lower shifts of energy in order for us to see what we don't want, in order for us to see or to recognize we have these strangleholds and we need to release them and we get to move forward on it. The honest truth is if we were always vibrating at these high frequencies of love and life, we wouldn't be human. Our human bodies would probably just blow out. It would be like if we were constantly vibrating at a low vibration, we begin to experience traumatic health issues, right? We need to have that balance. So even in our energy fields, our physical body, our emotional body, our mental body, we have to have the variations of frequency. Certainly it feels better when we're vibrating in the high frequencies, but it's unrealistic to think that we're always going to be 24/7, we're always going to be at this high vibration. It's just simply unrealistic to believe that about yourself, or even to have that goal that you're going to be at this vibrational high 24/7. A more realistic goal would be that you understand when you have these dips, and then you have the tools to help move you into a higher vibration. A healthy belief would also be to recognize that when you dip into the lower vibrations, lower frequencies, it's creating contrast to your normal vibration. So therefore, it's creating the opportunity for you to observe something. Now, that might be the mystery, is what am I observing? But it's allowing you to observe something in your life. And true to the universe is going to keep pushing us deeper and deeper and deeper. So it may not always be the same thing. I often say that November, you know, this time of reflection, it's also a time for us really to look, really for us to see. We're quite good at looking at something but failing to see what it is. But I tell you, this year in 2020, I do believe that we're being pushed to really open our eyes. And the things that we're refusing to see, or the things that we've been avoiding, is coming closer and closer. It's almost as if, you know, I laugh at the correlation with 2020. That's perfect vision and it's clarity, right? And many of us haven't felt like there's been perfect vision or clarity. But what if it's about adjusting? What if our vision has always been off, and 2020 is about getting us back into alignment with perfect vision, and we're just not wanting to see what that is? We're still believing, we still have these strong strangleholds on our emotions or our belief systems that we're just not wanting to let go of. So what if 2020 truly is aligning us into something that's more perfect vision? And when we allow that to happen, then we do see clarity in our world. I think it's a time for us to really look at the things that we've always looked at the same way and to flip it a little bit. And I was talking to someone this week that does EFT. EFT is emotional freedom technique. It's tapping, if you're familiar with this modality or this practice, but we tap on the meridian. So it kind of combines theories of acupuncture, neuro-linguistic programming, energy medicine, and just thought fields and thought patterns. But you tap on certain meridians or certain energy points in the body to release stress, to release behaviors, to release patterns, to release those types of things that are believed to hold us back, those hidden things in the cellular structure. And it's through the tapping that the energy is brought to the surface and expressed and then released. And as I was talking to this practitioner, what came through in channeling is that, how about if we look at the instead of the emotional freedom releasing to be releasing something negative, what if it were to just simply expand and to create that space? And maybe there are some practitioners out there that do this already, but rather than continue to look at the stuck energies, to focus our thought on, I'm going to create the space, and I'm going to let my natural systems open up, or I'm going to let the energies of the planet open up and show me what's there. Very similar to a full moon. You often see full moon description as, you know, full moon ceremonies. It's that to release something that you no longer need. And it's typically looked upon as releasing something bad or limiting or something that you no longer need. It's like letting it go. But for quite a long time, I have been looking at the full moon. It's a teaching that I do, looking at the full moon as illumination to a different path. It's showing you something. It's not a negative thing. It's showing you something in order for you to decide if it makes sense for you to keep it or release it. But it's also illuminating something you haven't seen before, which can be pretty darn exciting. It's to see, to actually look at something and then see for what might be trying to illuminate for you, rather than being focused on, I have these negative behaviors, or I have these negative thoughts, or I have these negative emotions, or I have this, you know, all this junk I've been holding around and I just need to get rid of it. And I'm curious, because oftentimes when I work with clients, it feels sometimes they're trying to release the same thing over and over and over and over again. And then they wonder, why can't I ever release this? It must be so deeply embedded in me that it's never going to go away. It's always there. But what if you looked at allowing the energy around you to illuminate, bring that light in, and think of it as bringing the light in as replacing anything negative. So you don't have to focus on the negative. You can focus on what is the moonlight or the sun illuminating or bringing in for you. And just by nature, it's going to push out that darkness. What's being lit up for us right now? What is being shown to us right now? What is it that we are refusing to look at that's there, but maybe we don't need to look at it? Maybe it just needs to be pushed away and something magical needs to be replaced there. And I think this is part of some of us trying to punish or trying to understand. We're human computers. We try to figure everything out. Like, why am I holding on to this? Well, sometimes it doesn't matter why you're holding on to it. It's just a matter of stop holding on to it, let go, and release it. And I think that this is one of the gateways that we're in right now also, is looking at things in different light, creating the gateways of just simply newness, not having to tie it to something negative. And I get that that's part of our, you know, in the laws of the universe, we have polar opposites, right? We have to see the shadow in order to see the light. But what if we go first where we're seeing the light in order for it to show us the shadow, and then we simply just release the shadow? We don't have to live the shadow. We don't have to experience it. We can just experience the light, and that pushes the shadow out as more of a mental thought than an emotional feeling. And so when I look at people's energy bodies, and I'm seeing again that the emotional and the mental are becoming more collapsed or more combined, that makes total sense to me, that instead of analyzing the heck out of everything and then trying to figure it out or to feel into it, like I have to feel the badness or the negativeness and then I can think my way into it, what if you just allow the light, the joy in, and let that show you, let the light be the contrast to the darkness. Let that create the space for you. Most healing work is based on the premise to fix, heal, or stop something. So even in this great conversation that I had with this person, they shared that they were asked to write down something that they wanted to get rid of or that they felt was holding them back. And they really didn't have anything. So they felt kind of lost and they felt like they had to dig deep for something that they had already worked through. So it just didn't make sense. And again, that's because most healing work is based on the belief or the premise that we have to fix something or we have to stop it. But what if healing were defined differently? Think of it just for a moment as, I'll pick a color, pale green and pale pink light. And its beauty is drawing you towards something new or something different. And now suddenly that pale green or that pale pink light changes its vibrancy and it's now bright green and it's bright pink. And then you can add some other colors in there too. It's bright blue and bright yellow. What if we were to look at healing like that and focus our energy on that? So instead of looking at, you know, why am I angry and kind of moving through those energies and trying to find situations for when you are angry to, well, here I'm happy and here are the situations where I'm happy. Now, some of you might ask, well, isn't this avoidance? We're not getting to the root cause. But if you think about when you walk into a dark room, pitch dark room, you can't see anything, right? You know in general what's there. If you walk into your bedroom, you know in general, you know, my bed is over there, my dresser's over there, I have a lamp over there. You know, I have to be careful because there might be an animal on the floor in here. You have a general idea of what's in that space. And when you turn the light on, you have total clarity. You know exactly where those things are. And that's what I'm talking about in this world of healing, is like turn the light on to those things only as a way to see them. Not that you have to move them or fix them or repair them, but just to be able to understand that they're there. And a reminder that it's our human nature to help ourselves. It's who we are. We vibrate at the vibration of love. It's our human nature to help us. It's our human nature to help others before ourselves. Why do you think airlines always remind you to put your mask on before you help others? Because that's the exception to the rule. We have to be reminded to do that. Otherwise, it would be your human nature to help others first before you help yourself. That's the exception to how we normally are. True, we need to care for ourselves, and we too need to be reminded of that, because otherwise we get into ruts and patterns and we forget. So we get these reminders to help others. And then there's those natural ripple effects that when we help others, it ends up coming back and helping us too. When we help others, it shines the light. It shines the light on them. And the question is, are you shining the light on the best parts of them, or are you shining the light and trying to find where they need fixing or help or healing? Because I like to shine the light on where people shine and bring that out. And certainly along the path, when I bring that light out, then I see where there might be those strangleholds or where there might be those things that trip them up. And they just need to turn their light up a little bit more on those areas that they shine so much. And keep in mind that obstacles are just part of the journey. They're going to be there. If we expect that everything's always going to be at this high vibration, if we expect that there's never going to be any obstacles, that's just not true. It's like actually driving in Minnesota in spring and expecting no potholes. It's just not going to happen. There are ruts in the road. There are detours. There are things that we have to work through. What we see that plays out in the world also plays out within us. Caring for yourself reveals the best version of yourself. And so that is true. Caring for others reveals the best version of ourselves. And you can only get angry with someone that you have an expectation about. And if they didn't meet your expectation, then that generates energy. You probably have some vested interest in them and they didn't meet that vested interest. And just keep in mind, you can only get upset with someone if you are disappointed in them. And you only get disappointed in someone when you have expectations with them that they didn't meet. So do you change your expectations? You don't have to lower your expectations, but it's just to be realistic in that. To look for the gift, look for the light, look for the shine. The energy that we're in right now is all revealing. It's showing us things about ourselves, things about our community, things about our relationships. And a couple just quick points about the masculine and the feminine energy. Some reminders for you is that the masculine energy, and we need both of it, and we all have both of it. But right now, the masculine energy shows the feminine where communication is needed. And for you to figure out where communication is needed, it forces you to speak truth and ask for what you want. So having to speak about it forces you to explore, look, and define really what you want. So it forces you to go in depth, because before you started looking, you didn't know what you wanted. So that's one of the roles of the masculine energy. It shows the feminine where communication is needed. And because communication is needed, that forces you to look in places that you've never had to look before. And the feminine energy shows the masculine emotions and pushes the masculine to feel. And it's a cycle, because then when you push to feel, then there's a desire to understand it. And that desire to understand it then pushes you to be able to communicate about it, which then pushes you back into a deeper look at it. I just want to leave you with a couple of thoughts. And that is, we don't always have to think that there's something wrong with us. I want you to begin to think, or to shift, that it's probably going to come up with you, but when it does, to shift that into thinking things are right with you. And the fact that you might feel uncomfortable in a situation, or the fact that you might even feel like there's something wrong, is just bringing into illumination, like the full moon, it's bringing into light for you something that's off or something that's in or out of alignment. And part of our human nature is about caring. That includes self-caring. So why have we forgotten to self-care about ourselves? And we do remember how to care about others. If we look at nature, because nature teaches us, the universe teaches us, and we just observe, rivers do not drink their own water. Trees don't eat their own fruit. The sun doesn't shine upon itself, and flowers, they don't spread their own fragrance for themselves. So living for others and interacting with others is a rule of nature. We're all born to help each other, no matter how difficult it is. Life is good, but we are collectively more happy and we're collectively better when others are happy because of us. And part of the energy that we're in now is reestablishing our patterns and our pathways so that we can be better as individuals, so that as we interact with those out in the world, we are better in the interactions with others so that we all can be happy. This is Lori Wandra, your Life Core. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe. I'm Lori Wandra. For current events or to schedule a private session, please visit www.yourlifecore.com.